Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
So Kevin came back from a camping trip with an addiction, and he fully recognizes that this addiction is not good, and I don't know if it's hyperbole, but he says it could kill him. What are you now addicted to?
Eating s'mores. Like, not just campfire s'mores. Bitch, there's different ways you could eat s'mores, and I found out, like, the s'mores dip way, and it's so much...
All right, hold on. There's a lot to unpack there. First of all, the sentence, there's so many ways to eat s'mores, bitch. I never thought I'd hear in my life. Second of all, did you say s'mores dip?
Yes. So it's like all the accoutrements of a s'mores, but in a dip form. So you know how there's chips and dips? Instead of chips, there's graham crackers. And then instead of the salsa dip, it's marshmallows and chocolate. But you have to melt the chocolate in a certain way where it's like so good. And I've eaten so much every day that it's gotten to the point where my diabetes is kicking off and my feet hurt.
Did you say every day?
Yeah. Well, I bought a lot of s'mores for the camping trip and we didn't really eat a lot because it was raining.
You know how long those will keep?
It's
not,
true.
Not long.
Chocolate's got a shelf life of forever.
Yeah.
Not to me.
Maybe the marshmallows will get a little...
No. Old marshmallows is not good.
He's right about that.
You have to eat them ASAP. Once you buy them, you have to eat them before they get crusty.
Once you open the bag. Yeah. But you didn't have to open the bag.
Well, my addiction.
Okay.
When I see chocolate and marshmallows, I have to eat some.
So just to recap, you every day melt chocolate, parentheses, in a certain way.
Melt chocolate with butter.
With butter, too?
Yeah, it adds the creaminess to it, and it keeps it from burning when it's in the oven. Hello?
Hello.
Right.
With marshmallows, and then you're dipping graham crackers into that.
Yeah.
Oh, like chips and salsa. Now,
yes,
I'm not going to lie.
That sounds so good right now.
It does sound
good. No, it sounds good, but it sounds like something you eat for a very special occasion.
It's right. Special every day to me.
No.
Yes?
It seems like... You know what this is like? This is like if somebody made themselves Thanksgiving dinner once a month.
Oh,
I mean, that sounds delicious, too.
Oh, it of course it does.
But you'd be crazy.
But it's not what we do.
Right. It's too excessive. It's too much.
Okay, yeah. What about her miso, then? She can have miso every day. That's not bad. That's
okay,
bad for you.
The Asian community can hear you.
Right? I am the Asian community.
It doesn't sound like it.
You should try a little less Asian hate, Kevin.
Yeah.
And this isn't about Katie right now. This is about you. And you also flirt with diabetes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it does seem like having a bowl. Is it a bowl? Do you serve it in a bowl?
Oh, it's a pan.
A pan.
A pan, yeah.
A pan?
Well, yeah, you can't put a bowl in the oven. You got to toast the marshmallows somehow.
You
have to use specific marshmallows. The square ones are the best circumference for
covering.
Square marshmallows.
Yeah.
They're amazing.
Is that a thing?
Yes, yeah, a thing. I just found that out recently.
It is. It is a thing.
It's so good.
So you're getting specialty... Oh my God, they are. Yeah.
So, okay, so
let
Kevin.
Let me show you a picture of
Kevin. She's found them. Listen to me. There have been times where you've eaten a bag of candy for breakfast.
There have been times that you've eaten cotton candy for breakfast.
And then what do you do after that? You have to stomp around the room like a horse trying to communicate with humans.
Yeah.
Trying to get blood and feeling back to your foot.
Yeah, but it's worth it. It's worth it. When you have a craving and you satisfy it, the amount of excitement that you get when you actually get it is priceless. Like, look at how cute
you are paying a price.
Doesn't it look delicious?
It looks great.
It looks amazing,
but
right?
You are paying a high price, and that is
I know when to stop.
Do any of your friends that you went on this camping trip with, where you discovered s'mores dip, okay, did any of them come back with this addiction?
No.
Right. Right, it's just you.
Yeah, but I don't know how to explain it. I just really love s'mores.
If you can stop it whenever you want, then stop it.
Yeah.
Well, tell that to my bag. I have to finish it. I have two more rounds.
You don't.
But what am I going to do with it? Just throw it away?
You could.
That's a waste of money.
Okay. And Katie, Halloween hasn't come yet.
Oh, man. Just think about the different candy varieties I can put in my s'mores, Reese's,
and
Kit Kats. Oh, my gosh. $100,000.
He has a nephew that I'm sure he will take trick-or-treating.
No, they have bags of variety bags for trick-or-treating on sale right now.
Oh,
probably.
So you're just going to go out and buy your own.
I have adult money. I could buy my own candy. I'm going to go trick-or-treating.
We got a text message into 909-1065. I'm worried about Kevin.
Don't be.
Have you tested his blood sugar on the air? He won't let us.
I can bring in my device if you really want me.
Yeah, we really want to.
Let me know so I don't eat s'mores.
Okay, do it tomorrow.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Do it tomorrow. Please don't bring in. Don't have s'mores dip tonight. And please bring in your blood tester.
Okay.
Okay.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.